So yesterday we were looking at a psalm that's a very common psalm, very familiar. It's one of those psalms that, well, when you say psalm, probably the first psalm that people think of is Psalm 23. It's one of those parts of the Bible that, you know, everybody knows John 3:16, and if you've been a believer for even just a few months, you probably are somewhat familiar with Psalm 23 as well. It's just one of those foundational parts of the Bible that we read over and over and over again, and it's such a great picture for us. And so I'll read the whole thing to you. We looked yesterday at the first, just the first verse. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is such wonderful imagery, and we were talking yesterday about, you know, why this imagery had been so clear and such vivid imagery for David, because this is where we know that David started. This was the beginning. The first things we hear about David are as a shepherd. He's tending his sheep. As Jesse's sons are all lined up to see who's going to be chosen the king of Israel, all the sons are lined up except for David, who's out tending to the sheep. So David spent time with the sheep, and we learn about the lessons that he learned as a shepherd, and we see how that prepared him to be the king that God called him to be. So it's very poignant that we see David in this great psalm, the psalm that just provides so much comfort for us. Well, he gets the insight from his experiences of being a shepherd. Yesterday we looked at that first verse, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd. What's the purpose of the shepherd? Because this is what, and we saw this yesterday, Jesus says himself, tells us in John chapter 10. He says, twice, he makes it clear in verses 11 and verse 14, that he is the good shepherd. So when we read this psalm, Psalm 23, we know that it's fulfilled, and Jesus said, that's me, I am the good shepherd. The shepherd that David is talking about here is Jesus Christ. It's the good shepherd. That's who Jesus is. And so we can take what David is saying, the Lord is my shepherd. So what's the shepherd do? The shepherd watches over the flock. The shepherd protects the flock. The shepherd feeds the flock. The shepherd's the one who leads the flock out to where there is good pastures, where they can eat. The shepherd guides. The shepherd shields and protects. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I shall not lack. David understood, because with God as his shepherd, he knew that he would never lack for anything. It didn't matter what appeared. And when you read through all the stories of David's life, when you read through as the Bible chronicles his victories and his defeats, his highs and his lows, even at the times of most desperation, you can see that David, and when it says that David was a man after God's own heart, you can see that David was a man that put his trust in the covenant that he had with God. He knew that if God said something, it would come to pass. That's why David can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And those are words that should come off of our tongue even easier than it did for David, because he was looking ahead at what we have. We have the good shepherd. We have the one who does feed, who does guide, who does shield, who does shepherd, who does watch over us in all things. So we lack nothing. So today, whatever it is that's a concern of yours today, whatever it is that's a weight of yours, whatever your need is today, you can say, the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. And if you're lacking and your life has been showing evidence of lacking in finances, in health, whatever other area you might be lacking in, if that's been the case, you can say that verse. You can speak those words today and know that Jesus is the good shepherd. And you can say, the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want, knowing full well that he will provide and meet those things that you have need of. Why? Because he's the shepherd. And the shepherd takes care of the sheep. The shepherd meets the needs, all the needs of the sheep. Yeah, you've heard people talk about sheep being just bluntly stupid. And they are. The sheep need the shepherd. The sheep left to them own, to their own, are not going to survive very long. They're going to wind up being food for the lion, the wolf, the bear, or someone else. Or they're going to fall off a cliff, or they'll have no water, or they'll starve to death. Sheep left to their own devices are not going to survive long. They need the shepherd to watch over them. And the shepherd provides everything that the sheep needs. You know, in a few verses, we're going to look where it says the rod and the staff. One of the great illustrations that you have about sheep. And there was a great book that was written probably about 20, 25 years ago, maybe even more than that actually by now. But it was a shepherd. There was a man, I forget if it was from Australia or New Zealand, one of those two nations. And he grew up and spent time as a shepherd and shepherding sheep. Not as a shepherd, but he had sheep, he owned sheep, and he did take care of sheep. And so in taking care of sheep and living with sheep, he really had an understanding for the things that David was saying. And when you read these things, he said, sheep are stupid, and sheep require. You know, he's constantly going out. You know, the sheep are always getting stuck in the briars. You know, the sheep have to have someone to clean off that wool as that wool's growing, keep it clean. You know, otherwise they get sickness, or otherwise, you know, the thorns and stuff get stuck in there. They have things that if they don't have oil on their eyes. I mean, this is how desperately the sheep need the shepherd. If they don't have oil put on their eyes, there's bugs and stuff and infections that can take place. I mean, as he goes through and says all the things that he had to do for the sheep were totally hopeless, hapless, without the shepherd. They required the shepherd. You have the good shepherd. In the illustration here, when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord Jesus is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's provided everything you need, just like the shepherd does for the sheep. The shepherd takes care of every need the sheep has. So does Jesus do the same thing for you. In verse number 2, it says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. The way that reads in the Amplified, it says, he leads me down in fresh, tender, green pastures. You know, to me, it's really key when you see in the Amplified Bible how it amplifies and it brings more meaning out. You can see that the shepherd is leading the sheep to the place where the feeding is. Sheep need to graze. They need grass so they can graze. It's up to the shepherd to be able to find out where that good grazing land is that's not already been too far eaten. It's up to the shepherd to get the sheep, to lead the sheep to where the food is, to provide for them. The shepherd has to do that. But the shepherd doesn't just lead them to any, oh, well, here's a grassy area. There's a lot of nasty grass, but, you know, it's green. They'll eat it. They'll be okay. No, the shepherd is making sure the good shepherd that you have, Jesus Christ, leads you to the place of fresh, tender, green. This is saying he's leading you to the best. Jesus, your good shepherd, leads you not just to meet your needs, but this is the amazing thing about Jesus. He is a God of abundance. And so when he provides for us, he provides more than just the need. He provides beyond the need. And he provides the best. Not just adequate. He provides the best. And you and I should be expecting the best. From our shepherd, from our good shepherd, we should be expecting the very best. Expecting that he's going to bring to us more than we need and the very best. Not because we deserve it, not because we've earned it. The sheep didn't do anything to earn the shepherd taking them to that green pastures, the places of tender, green grasses. It did nothing to earn it. It's the heart of the shepherd. The heart of the shepherd for the sheep that leads him to provide the very best. And he leads me beside the still and restful waters. You know, that's just a great illustration. Let me read that part again. He makes me lie down in the fresh green, in the fresh tender green pastures, and he leads me beside the still and restful waters. You know, if you would even doubt for a second that this is talking about Jesus as the good shepherd, even though we already looked at John chapter 10 where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, but look at this. If you go to the end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7, verse number 17, listen to what this says. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, Jesus, who is the sacrifice lamb, for the lamb. And we're talking about the shepherd over the sheep, you and I, but here is the lamb. Why is he a lamb? Because he became flesh. See, we are the sheep. He became flesh just like we did. And he was the sacrificial lamb. And so the lamb, for the lamb who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Jesus, even in, this is the heart of Jesus. In this life, he's going to lead us to green pastures, to places of tender, green pastures to meet our needs, and restful, still, and restful waters. This is talking about the natural, but it's also talking about the spiritual. He meets all the needs. He is, Jesus says, he is. In John, again, we see that Jesus says he is the living waters. And this is exactly what we see in Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb, the sacrifice Lamb, God who became flesh like us. We are the sheep. For the Lamb, who's in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them into living fountains of waters. Living fountains. Look, Jesus, that's talking spiritual, but it's also talking natural. This is the difference. And again, if David can say these things, how much more can we say these things? Because David was a man that understood his covenant, but his covenant was the old covenant. It was based on the law, not upon grace. We have the new covenant based upon grace, where the old covenant, the promises that were there were the promises of the promised land. And in the promised land, he met the natural needs. But for you and I, with the new covenant in his blood, means that our promises exceed. All the promises of Jesus Christ exceed the promised land. We have the full promises of Jesus Christ and every promise that he has. So he meets our needs in the natural, and he meets our needs in the spiritual. He meets everything that we have need of today. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd. And he's leading you beside the still waters. He will take you. He's already taken us to the place of living waters. And if we've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then we have drunk from those living waters. And once you have drunk from those living waters, then in faith, we can put our trust, our reliance, our total giving of our hope and everything, we can put our total trust, faith, and reliance upon him. So these are still waters. He gives us the living waters, which are still, they're peaceful waters. You can put your trust in him for everything, even the things that are impossible. The things that are impossible for you to do and accomplish and gain or obtain or apprehend for yourself, he's already done for you in the areas of healing, in the areas of blessing, in the areas of deliverance, in the areas of finances, in the areas of your marriage, in all the areas where you can find promises, he's already done these things. You need not worry about it because he's taken care of these things. Because you drank from the fountain of the Lamb who's in the midst of the throne, who leads the sheep to the living waters, to the fountain of living waters. You're already there. And so those waters bring peace. Now, it's up to us if we want to walk in that peace, but those waters bring peace to us. Peaceful waters. Verse 3 says, he refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his namesake. Again, he does these things not because we've done something to earn it, but it's because it's his good pleasure to do it. There is such a depth of truth. We love, everybody loves Psalm 23. I would say to you again today, when you have time, open it up yourself and just read those verses, read those words, read every word that's there, and hear the truth and the promises that are there. Beyond just the comfort you felt from the past, go deeper. Find the deeper things the Holy Spirit has for you, the truths and the promises that are there for you, because he is your good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd, and we shall not lack or want. That's a promise for you.